Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Sacramento chapter of the National Association of Black Journalists kicks off their regional conference today, and there are many topics up for discussion. One is titled Media Policing and the Public Trust. It is a town hall featuring Sacramento County Sheriff Jim Cooper and retired Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn. It takes place on Friday, and it's open to the public. You might know Courtney Dempsey as the anchor for Good Day Sacramento, but she is also the Vice President of NABJ Sacramento, and she joins us today along with fellow member Linnea Lewis to talk about the organization's history and what to expect from the conference. Welcome to Insight.
Hi.
Hi, Vicky. Thank you for having us.
And you're joining us from the studio, Courtney.
I am. I'm at the station, live TV never
yes.
stops, even when we're off the air.
Yes, that was a former life of mine. I totally get it.
You get it. Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about your career path. When did you decide that you wanted to be a journalist?
You know what? I started going to Sac State in 1993 and just kind of surveying to figure out what direction I wanted to go in journalism. I originally thought I wanted to be a print journalist, maybe write for a periodical like Time Magazine, something like that. And then taking those survey classes that every freshman has to take at Sac State, I kind of realized broadcast was the direction that I wanted to go. And then that's when I started doing the internship in radio and then eventually becoming a production assistant for Good Day for Tina Makua, my mentor, who kind of raised me in the media game.
You know, you're definitely part of like a local media family as a local journalist, like you live in the community that mm-hmm. you report on. You have a very close relationship with your viewers. What does an association like NABJ, the National Association for Black Journalists, what does it add for you?
For me, it's a reminder, first of all, that my job and my most important loyalty is to our viewers, our listeners, the people who trust us. And so being in an organization like NABJ, it's that kind of the tap on the shoulder that this is bigger than what I do on a day-to-day basis. I need to think more forward thinking and how the stories that we cover, the people that we talk to, the way that we interact with the community is so connected to people's day-to-day lives. People literally raise their families based on the information that we share with them. And it's a big picture idea as opposed to what I do day to day.
Why are conferences like this so important?
They're huge because this is an opportunity for journalists across the country to, you know, each region has their own regional conference. We happen to be in Region 4. And each region gets a chance to come together and kind of see as a whole what the population looks like that is working within this industry. For example, you know, in Sacramento, we've got about 55 working journalists in our chapter. Some chapters are much larger, so we get a chance to, you know, hang out with Los Angeles and San Francisco. And then we've got chapters in Colorado that people we've never seen, you know, because we're so far away. We kind of get a chance to get together as the far west region and get an idea of what stories we're working on, what's important to folks who live on this side of the country, because there is a difference between what's happening in the South and what's happening in the Northeast. The population size is much smaller on the far West as far as African American population is concerned. So the stories that we cover are very reliant on the population that we're serving. So we get a chance to kind of bounce ideas off each other in a conference like this.
Well, Linnea, I want to turn to you. Tell us about your career path.
Oh, man. So I started in media in high school. I was actually an intern at Youth Radio or YR Media in the Bay Area where I grew up. And that is when I learned about journalism. And I used to love, of course, watching all the local broadcast companies. But I said, you know, I'm going to go to school, went to Norfolk State, got my degree in mass communications. But I've always been in love with storytelling and being able to be in the community and just kind of make a change and help people give that voice. So got back to California about 5 years ago and turned to public relations and was at Sac State and now at the city of West Sacramento.
Yeah, I think listeners would be interested to learn that, you know, when we talk about journalism associations, I mean, we're talking about NABJ, which is Black journalists, but there's AAJA for Asian journalists. There's NAHJA, mm-hmm. Hispanic and Latino journalists, as well as so many other journalism associations out there. Oftentimes, you have people just from the communications field that are part of these associations. Why is it important for a public information officer like yourself to be connected with a journalist like Courtney?
Yeah, I always tell people that public relations or communications is really, it's also kind of like journalism. You just don't have to be in the field every day or sometimes being on TV, but you're also trying to help tell the story of your organization or help tell the story of the people that you're working with. And when we are invited to organizations like the National Association of Black Journalists, you also just get an opportunity to learn how does the newsroom operate for people that may not know, or how are we able to use our skills to help amplify some of the programs or some of the things that these organizations are doing when a lot of them don't know about the public relations industry side either.
Hmm. Courtney, I'm curious, like, what changes and evolutions you've seen over the course of your year, your career? I mean, I've been doing this now for like 20 years and it's evolved mm-hmm. so much. I mean, the journalism industry has just throughout its history, especially like going back like 50 years, it was largely just a white male dominated yeah. space that yeah. has changed greatly in recent decades. But locally, I think of publications like The Observer, Sacramento's Black newspaper since 1962. Mm-hmm. What does the landscape look like for Black journalists right now in the industry?
You're right. That point of how much has changed in the last several decades. I just celebrated my 30th year with Good Day last year. And the time that I joined this thing called journalism, when I moved to Sacramento, even just the culture shock of coming from the Bay Area to Sacramento and seeing a more homogenized community, but then flourishing over the years, you know, just growing and spreading and being able to see that change in real time has been, you know, it at times it's been a little discouraging because you wonder why does it take so long, but then at other times it's a sense of pride because you realize we live in a state where you can certainly go from not knowing a lot to being exposed to so much more and people being open to that exposure. And so I would say like the Lee family, I've learned so much from the Lee family, who is the family behind The Observer. I actually went to school with Larry Lee over at Sacramento State, and Dr. Lee kind of was a hero to me when I moved to Sacramento because I was in awe that there was a Black newspaper in the Sacramento area. And so I think that, you know, the opportunity for journalists to learn from heritage families like the Lee family, or to be able to look at different television stations in the market and see the faces of the people that you trust to share information with you change and grow. To your point, broadcast television was largely a white male dominated industry. And now I can walk down the hallway and see Pacific Islander, Latino, Middle Eastern, Black, white, just I see all different kinds of faces in the newsroom that I work in, just in this building. And I think that speaks large to the corner offices who are recognizing it's important for people who are watching and consuming and reading and listening to the news to feel a connection to those who are delivering it.
Well, it's going to be a packed 3 days at this conference, of course, lots of panels, but there is that town hall that's open to the public, Media Policing and Public Trust, with Sacramento County Sheriff Jim Cooper, former police chief Daniel Hahn. Linnea, what goes into deciding what panels and what topics to take on each year?
Yeah, so there was a lot of panels that were submitted for this regional conference, but I think we want to be timely, right? There's so many things that's happening across our country when it comes to just some of the misunderstandings with journalism, when it comes to reporting on some of the things that happen in our community. And so having this town hall is going to be able to give the public perspective and be able to actually ask questions to the panelists on, you know, what is the difference between city policing, county policing, how does the relationship work between journalists and between in between law enforcement. And honestly, even going back to your question about just like the state of journalism right now, in so many areas across our country, Black journalists are being pushed out of their newsrooms. I mean, we've seen a lot of layoffs with NBC, with their NBC Black, with their NBC Latino. You've seen the Washington Post lay off a lot of their different journalists that cover these stories in these communities. And so right now is really the best time to just have these conversations and be able to bridge that gap between the public and between journalists and policing, and just be able to have those conversations in person.
When is it happening, since it's open to the public?
It is tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Aggie Square. And again, you don't have to register. You could just show up, but just come and just be ready to listen, to interact. It's not a lecture type of conversation. Is really an interactive and welcoming space for everyone to come.
Well, Linnea and Courtney, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy week.
Yes.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Courtney Dempsey is the vice president of the National Association of Black Journalists Sacramento and an anchor for Good Day Sacramento. Linnea Lewis is a fellow member of NABJ and is the public information officer for West Sacramento. The NABJ Regional Conference kicks off tomorrow at Aggie Square in Sacramento. That is it for Insight today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow. We'll catch you back here on Monday.